Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, and I am with my brosif, Joshua Ryan Rosen today. Josh, how you doing?
Gino, doing well, man. I actually just got back from a conference over the weekend. Got to see a lot of guys like Chris Crone and big names, Robert Kiyosaki in the industry. And honestly, it's got me fired up what we do and how we do it. So how about you, man?
Doing great. Second podcast in the studio. This is monumental for us because it's taken us a while to get down here. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of work. The community is doing great, Josh. That's one of the most exciting things for me. I mean, we're just doing amazing things with the community. The students have closed over 38,000 units. That's over $2 billion in assets since we started Jake and Gino. That's the driving force behind the education. So excited to talk to today's guest.
Man, today we have one of my favorite students on the show. And I don't take saying that lightly. This guy is an absolute rock star. We have John Gelder. So John has been with Jake and Gino since August and is the founder and managing partner of GMG Investment Properties. Prior to going full-time in real estate investing, he was involved in the construction industry for over 22 years. He started buying single-family homes in 2003 and is now focused on value-add multifamily. He currently owns 85 doors and is an LP in another 460 units and has been successful in executing over 15 million in real estate transactions in his personal portfolio. And guys, hold on, I got to add something onto that as well. He is an amazing human and someone I'm proud to call a friend. Without further ado, welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it, man. You are officially my hype coach, you know? Same here, man. You're good people. Everyone in Jake and Gino has been tremendous. So nothing but good things to say.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot to unpack there. Let's tell your story, the whole thing, man. Let's how you started into real estate, why you went from construction to investing. Break it down for us.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, grew up in Queens in a lower middle class neighborhood with all working class individuals. And, you know, money was always difficult, always tight around the household, and kind of lived in that scarcity mentality where we, you know, we didn't have enough to go on vacation, didn't have enough for the nice clothes and so on and so forth. And didn't really enjoy going to school, good enough in school to pass, play sports, enjoyed playing sports, but wasn't really a school guy. I remember sitting in the classroom and looking out the window and seeing people just walk around a neighborhood and have that freedom and said, man, I can't wait till I'm done with school so I can be out there just doing whatever I want. And little did I know that once I finished with school, I'd have to go into the W-2 world and then be trapped behind another set of doors and windows, looking out and saying, oh, I wish I was them, and not having to be trapped in this job that I couldn't stand. So, you know, at the young age of 23, a good buddy of mine gave me the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And just completely changed the way I thought about money, how I thought about opportunities and what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And shortly after that, I started buying the single family properties in Pennsylvania and bought one each year while living in my parents' basement, working for the Carpenters Union of New York. And yeah, just grinded through, spent every dime I made in reinvesting it into real estate. Shortly after, you know, 2007-08 hit, I got caught up in that and realized that, you know, it was a side hustle. I didn't have it as a business. I knew how to swing a hammer, but I wasn't educated in real estate. I enjoyed doing it, but it, by no means was it a business. So kind of took a pause from that, you know, back down to the grind and stuck with the union. And 2015 comes along and I was fed up with my job. I was burnt out. I knew that this was not for me and there was more out there for me. So I started getting out and networking, and that's where I learned about multifamilies and building teams and syndications and not having to wear all the hats. So got involved in an LP deal in Covington, Kentucky, and basically took what they were doing in Kentucky and brought that to Pennsylvania, where I had a few single family properties, and started buying duplexes and triplexes and quads. And, you know, that compounded over time. And fast forward to 2019, I had enough doors that I was able to replace my W-2 income and, you know, punched my clock for the last time in July of 2019. And here I am now, you know, you read my bio and just loving life and have control now, you know?
Dude, so many lessons I want to extrapolate out of that. First, I want to talk about the discipline that you were living in your parents' basement and taking your extra money rather than going through lifestyle creep, investing that into assets that pay you. That's not something that's easy, man. Talk about what it takes to do that and really where your mindset was there.
No, it's not. But I also knew watching the struggles of my parents and what they were going through. The one thing they did teach me was work ethic, right? Like they worked, nothing to show for. You know, we got our 1 week of vacation up in Warrensburg, New York, and that's all we had to show for it, right? And everything else was a grind. And I knew that my parents had money issues for a long time, and I knew I didn't want to end up like that. And I knew that once I got married, money wasn't going to be an issue. We may have other issues, but I didn't want it to be money because I grew up where money was always an issue. So I wanted to avoid that at all costs. And yeah, discipline. You know, discipline just, I don't know, I guess from, you know, going to a Catholic high school, playing sports, you have to be disciplined in order to, you know, not get in trouble from the deans and being able to start on the baseball team. So that discipline, I think, was, you know, I had at a young age. But without a doubt, when your friends are all driving around in nice cars and going out to clubs on the weekends, and I wasn't for that. You know, that I had a small time frame, which I wasted a lot of my time. Probably about a year I wasted it partying in the city and hanging out with the boys, but I knew it was just temporary. I knew, let me just get this out of my system. I'll have a good time. But ultimately, I knew what I was trying to achieve. I didn't want to work through my 40s into my 50s.
We had the honor and the pleasure of having Julius Thomas, who played with the Denver Broncos, on a Jake and Gino masterclass last night. Spoke to the students. It was an awesome masterclass. And a lot of the stuff that you're saying right now resonates with what Julius Thomas was talking about. He talked about two of his five pillars in his whole mastery program. It's commitment number one. And Johnny G there is talking about commitment. Everyone who's listening to the podcast right now, his commitment is not a belief. It's a vision. He had a vision. It might have been a negative one, everybody. He didn't want to be his parents. He didn't want to have 1 week a year up in Orangeburg. He didn't want to have money problems. What I would challenge everyone who's listening to this right now is you have to have a commitment and a vision of what you do want, right? That's more empowering of what you don't want. It's really good to have that negative energy. I had the same commitment when I was at the restaurant. I didn't want to work on weekends. I didn't want to work on the holidays. That was my vision. It was a negative one. Then I ultimately turned it into a positive one of getting into multifamily and having a business with my family and becoming financially free. So everyone, number one, the commitment and the vision. And number two, that word that is scares people sometimes, discipline. Everyone who is successful in life and ultimately becomes financially free, they all have to have some type of discipline. It is hard work. Right? It's not going out there and working 4 hours a week and thinking you're going to make it happen. You need to be really disciplined like John Geldar was, where all of a sudden he's living in his mom's basement. It's not going to be forever. It's a temporary struggle, but he has the discipline to put every dollar away and go out and buy deals. Then he has the discipline to start investing. Then he has the discipline to go out and look at more deals. Then he has the discipline to actually go and look at, you know, other mastermind and other groups. And then ultimately, Johnny G ends up joining Jake and Gino. And a lot of people out there would say, hey, I have the experience. I've got enough. I'm comfortable enough. I don't need to learn anymore. Johnny G, why did you join Jake and Gino? What were the struggles that you had before you joined the community?
It's a great question. So I joined for accountability. I had some success and I was going to join in 2017. And I told the story to a few other people. In 2017, I had a little bit of success. I had tons of momentum. I knew that this was my passion. And I talked with someone from your team. And I also talked to a life coach. And the life coach says to me, John, it sounds like you are super passionate about real estate. It sounds like this is your path. But if your mind's not right, your business is going to fail. And I knew I was carrying around a baggage from my childhood. I knew I was a carpenter. I knew I was, you know, I didn't graduate college. So I was carrying around all this nonsense that I had to unpack and worked with a life coach for 6 months. And he really helped me get clarity and confidence on what I was trying to achieve here. And after that, I mean, it just skyrocketed. And then I retired from my job. I'm like, now what? You know, now I have all these units. I have the cash flow. I'm just getting started here. I got the second chapter of my life. Reached back out to Jake and Gino. I was like, I'm ready. And I'm glad I did, because, you know, in order to be successful, in order to be successful in the Jake and Gino community, you need to commit. You need to be intentional about making connections, you know, following up with other students, following up with your coaches, getting to events. And if I was still working at W2Dev, that would be very difficult for me. So I'm super grateful that I picked the right life cycle to join Jake and Gino.
So you really wanted to invest in yourself, but you wanted to make sure that investment was going to pay off, right, John? Because if you're out there and you're saying to yourself, I'm just going to throw this investment down, but I'm not going to work at it. And more importantly, everybody who's listening to this, clarity is so important. John was not lacking the motivation. He was lacking the clarity. And go out there. And my story is very similar to yours, John. I went out and got life coaching as well, because I was stuck at one point in my life. Where do I go? What do I do? I didn't want to just start throwing down money and not making that investment count. So I really give you a lot of kudos for that, as far as saying, wow, you know what? I'm stuck here, not sure which way to go, and working on myself. Really, it's really 80% psychological and 20% mechanical. Jake and Gino, we can teach you the mechanical. It's really easy to do cash on cash and cap rates. But I think also the psychological, because speak to the accountability a little bit, speak to coming to these events, speak to networking, speak to learning about strategies that you maybe never employed, or seeing us turn a unit and go, wow, I never knew about that. I just saved a few thousand bucks doing that. Can you speak to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I first just want to rewind. You know, I was a big fan, and still am a big fan, of your podcast. And you always talked about, some people run from pain or run towards pleasure. I hated my job and I knew I had to get out of it. So that was my motivation. Like, I'm running away from a job that is literally sucking the life out of me. So one is accountability. And the other one is like upping my game. Like, I want to be around bigger players doing bigger deals in other markets. You know, I'm in New York, I invest in Pennsylvania. It's a small market where I am. There's limited amount of deals. And how else am I going to get exposure to the entire country to invest in any state that I choose without getting connected to a network that has investors in every state pretty much, right? So, and that was a game changer. Between showing up at events and being part of an accountability pod, accountability pods are great, but a Zoom call is one thing. Getting out and shaking someone's hand and having a drink with them, or going out and playing around to golf, is a complete game changer. That's really where you get to know the individual, how they act, how they talk to other, maybe not investors, maybe somebody that works at the hotel or the restaurant, like making sure that you really, they really align with the type of person that you are. And since then, you know, I've done a few deals with students that I've only known for, you know, a short period of time. And I feel I could trust them more than the kids I grew up with in the community, you know? So yeah, it's the in-person, being around that spirit, that mindset where you know that the capabilities are endless, right? Especially when you have the support of this community and then the connections. If you need a lender, if you need an insurance broker, if you need a course set guy, it's all there at your disposal. So there's no reason why you can't just get to the next level.
Man, I love that. And honestly, it's really what you put out is what you attract. And honestly, the role model Gino is, we're super grateful for, because that's what the community is filled with, like-minded people who are good people all around and pushing to achieve more in life. Now, you mentioned some of the deals. Let's dive into some of your deals since joining the community.
So since joining the community, closed on a 24 unit in Saraland, Alabama, with four other students. Again, never been in a JV that size. So I was kind of confused. I've been on one-off JVs where I'm partnering up with another investor or a contractor here locally, but never in a JV that size. So each member did a really good job of understanding their role and staying in their lane. And the operations agreement puts all that together so that everybody understands, you know, their responsibilities once we close this deal outside of the capital you're bringing. So that's one deal. I'm an LP on a 360 unit in Texas. And then I'm closing on a deal mid-May with a few other students in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And me and two other students have an offer out on a 48 unit in Virginia. So it's been incredible. And you know, the best part about it is that I don't have to wear every hat. You know, I can't be in all these markets. I can do what I'm expected to do. And you have to make sure you deliver. Right? If you come in and say, I can raise this much money, or I have an insurance guy, or, you know, I can do the asset management remotely, you have to make sure you can deliver, right? So that's really where the rubber meets the road and accountability comes in, right? Being in a deal with five other investors, like, one, I don't want to let myself down, but more importantly, I don't want to let any of the other students down or other investors down, because that just creates a bad name for yourself. And you might as well just pack up and jump out of this community if you're going to have a bad name out there. Right. So you better make sure if you're getting involved, you know what your responsibilities are.
John, can you speak to the person listening to this podcast right now and saying to themselves, I've got experience. I'm pretty comfortable. I left my W-2. I don't really need education. I just don't need it because I'm okay where I am right now. Can you speak to that person and tell him, listen, it's always a great idea to invest in yourself and to get surrounded by other people like-minded.
Well, ultimately, it's why that person investing in real estate. Like, I know why I'm investing in real estate. I know I want to live a life of abundance. I know I want my kids to have everything that they can possibly have while still teaching them good work ethic. But, you know, in this day and age, there is so much abundance out there. If that person becomes complacent, you can't drag them into a mentorship program. But if they feel like, you know, I know enough, I've read enough books, I've listened to enough podcasts, they're missing the point, right? The point is the power is really in this network of people that are able to achieve so much in so many different markets.
I love that. John, you're living your dream. We've talked about the good. Let's talk about the bad and the ugly a little bit, because everyone thinks that, you know, real estate is the most amazing thing. We talked off camera before we got on. It's a tough business also, isn't it? I mean, there's expectations, but you have a family. You have a life outside the business. You're traveling a lot. You're committing yourself to a lot of these events. Let's talk a little bit about the struggle as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb because we have a tenant that we're doing collections against, hasn't paid in 6 months. And then a temporary load-bearing wall in a driveway just collapsed. And I just got a call from the township saying that it's our responsibility. So yeah, there's risk in everything, right? And you have a certain amount of control in real estate, but things are going to happen. And you just need to make sure that you have systems in place, capital in the operations account to handle those things. And, you know, and it really comes down again to network. You know, when these things are going down, I have to make a phone call for someone to take care of it. They will take care of it. They will send me an invoice. It will tap into my cash flow. But, you know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Everybody and anybody that's closed on real estate understands that, especially this day and age. It's so difficult just to find a deal, then to finance a deal. And once you finance a deal and you close it, now the fun begins when you have to expedite your business plan in order to meet the needs of the investors, if there are investors, or your refinance schedule, or whatever it may be, depending on what type of debt structure you have. But it's difficult, but you have to have a belly for it. You have to have a belly for it, and you have to know why you're doing it. And there's easy days, there's rough days, and there's everything in between.
So, John, that's a great point. For everyone listening out there, you know, I think you probably did your own assessment of the pros and cons. There's a lot of pros of owning real estate and working for yourself, and there's a lot of cons out there. I would suffice it to say that the pros completely blow away the cons. You're going to have those tough days. You have mold issues. A tenant doesn't pay for 6 months, but you're your own master. You're making your own schedule. You want to work harder. You want to take an extra day off, whatever that looks like. That's really, really, to me, the essence of why we get into business, why we create a business. One last question for you before we get into the short answers. What's your next step or your next goal? What do you want to achieve next in real estate? It seems as if you're building a great team. You're building an amazing network. You have your own little portfolio or a cash flow. And I think 2 years ago, you probably would have said to yourself, there is no way I am investing outside my market. I'm a guy. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that.
Exactly. I've never been to Alabama. I never thought in a million years. And I tell people that, why are you in Alabama? And you show them the numbers, it makes sense to be in Alabama. You know, why would I invest in New York? Does that make sense? You want to see my spreads in New York? I have a duplex out here. It doesn't make any money. What's next? My ultimate goal is to have 200 units under direct ownership, right? And even with that being said, that's limiting because of this community, right? I got another 58 doors that will probably close in the next 2 months. So, and we're not even halfway through the year. So that'll put me at mid 140 range. So yeah, I mean, ultimately it's having a certain amount of cash flow per month. And even with that being said, it's still living the lifestyle, right? Like, it's all about lifestyle for me. I worked for 20 years for someone else, and all I wanted was control. I want to control my finances, my happiness, my time. And the time is the biggest thing for me, without a doubt. So by no means, well, at least now, I mean, I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. Like I was saying earlier, I am a dad. I'm a very involved dad, and I love being a dad because I know in 10 years, I'm just going to be a handout or dad, take us here, take us there. So I want to be able to embrace time I have with my girls now. And when my life cycle changes in 10 years, maybe I'll dive a little bit deeper. Maybe I'll spend a little more time. Maybe I'll have my own podcast. You know, maybe I'll be a coach out there, you know, but ultimately it's maintaining a lifestyle that I want and that I've had for the last 2 years and continuously building teams, right? So I don't have to do it. Building teams is super important to me right now.
So John, I need to ask this question before I go to the short answers as well. How did you get over those limiting beliefs? Because someone from New York who's investing in Pennsylvania, who's never been to Alabama 2 years ago, would have never have done that. I mean, how did you overcome that where you're saying to yourself, I don't need to do everything myself? Because that's really important for the listeners out there, because somebody may be doing single family homes and saying, ah, multifamily is a pie in the sky. It's not for me. Or it's for John Geldart, or it's for Jake and Gino or Josh, but I can't do that. How did you really challenge your own limiting beliefs and how did you overcome them?
That's a really good question. I mean, the life coach helped me a little bit on that, but now it's going into trust, right? You have to ultimately be able to trust in this business. You have to trust your property manager. You have to trust your tenants. You have to trust your lender. Everybody has to be able to deliver. So you need to relinquish the mentality that people are trying to get over on you and start trusting people. And the way you do is you join a group or a community where, you know, they vet the people that are coming in. And I haven't met anybody that's just in it for themselves. And you talk about I read the book Go Giver 2 years ago for another business venture I was getting involved in. And this group tremendously incorporates those values. And you're the leader of it. So I give you all the props for that. And Josh does a really good job of you know, communicating that as well. And I feel very comfortable in this community. And when somebody reaches out to me, I know they're not reaching out to sell me something. I know they're not reaching out to make their life better. They're doing it because, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships, right? So that's the way this community operates. And again, I was a little skeptical coming into it, right? You know, you got to cut a check to get involved. And Josh is a great salesman. And, you know, he knows that I had a business partner prior to coming in and he got cold feet and didn't want to jump in. And I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't jump in. But I was like, no, this is my journey. You know, I'm in a different journey in my life. So I'm taking this on. I don't need anyone to assist me. So yeah, it's just, it's having that trust. You know, trust but verify, right? We all say trust but verify. So you meet somebody on a Zoom call, you meet a student on your, in your accountability pod, show up at one of the money mixers or the boot camps and meet that person in person and see how they really act and see how they really are.
I love that. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Family, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.
All right, Johnny G, got some short answer questions here for you, man. So, all right, you're a man who's created a lot of success. What is your best habit for success and why?
My morning routine. It's not a miracle morning, but I still wake up at 5 a.m. I still go to the gym. I'm still sweating before six. It just helps you get clarity. And that's what, you know, when I was working with the union, I was waking up at 4 a.m. to get to work by 7 a.m., making sure I got that hour workout in. So I'm not going to give that up. I know that helped me get, you know, get focused in the morning and get the hard stuff done. So the rest of the day seems a little bit easier, but my morning routine, my morning workout is a game changer for me.
John, I got to confess, man, I see on Instagram every morning you posting your stories of Crunch Fitness and it inspires me, man. And it makes me proud to call you a friend of people that are like-minded and pushing for more. So I appreciate that. All right. You got a ton of books behind you. What's your favorite book you've ever read and why?
You know, I'm kind of like Jake here. I listen to a lot of my books, but Think and Grow Rich is one that I've taken so many quotes from. And I have reminders on my phone of quotes from that book. It's for me, it was all mindset, right? And Think and Grow Rich really helps you adopt that mindset. So I'm going to go with that. I mean, there's so many of them. All these books are great, and all the Wheel About Profit books are great. But that one was a game changer for me when I read it about 4 years ago.
Man, I love that. I think I've told this before, but I had a leadership coach at one point, and he had me read the chapter on desire of Think and Grow Rich. every single morning. And I did that for like a month straight. So that is a very inspirational book. All right, listen, there's been a ton of takeaways in this podcast. And I want to kind of sum up a few that really hit home for me. And one was, you know, if you make life hard now, it can be easy later. Or if you take the easy road now, it makes life hard later. And I think that applies to all things, fitness, family, you know, finances, all of that. So that was really huge to me. And the second thing is kind of knowing your why, right? And that can be a really good thing to help navigate your next steps. Gino, I know you got more to add to it. Let's hear them.
We have a young Johnny G sitting in the classroom, and a lot of us can relate, going, I want to be out there. I want to be free. But when he gets out there, all of a sudden he has another sort of prison. I think it's a prison in his own mind, but it's also a prison of what we call the W-2 job. And a lot of us find that to be a prison. A lot of us are okay with that, but a lot of us want to excel and want to achieve more. But what Johnny G did was to me inspiring. He started investing in himself. He started living in his parents' basement. He put his money away and he started buying real estate in Pennsylvania. Didn't get rich overnight. Didn't happen overnight. Took years and years and years. Then all of a sudden he decided one day he's got enough assets and he says, I'm done with the W-2 job. I want control over my life. But the story doesn't stop there, because then all of a sudden he realizes, I need some real clarity. I need to go get some life coaching, because I have all this, you know, this motivation, but I'm not really clear on what my goals are. I need the vision. I need the commitment. I have the discipline. I just need that commitment and that vision. And once he got the vision, started investing more, started going out to more masterminds, ultimately ends up joining Jake and Gino. And to me, 200 units, probably by the end of this year. So that's one of those goals. You're starting to set goals. And I think Johnny G's got that 10-year vision where he was talking about his kids in 10 years. So, and Jake and Gino, we talk about investing in decades, long-termism. That's a real important mindset. So for those of you out there that don't have the clarity, take a step back. Think about your commitment. Think about what you're sacrificing. John Gelder sacrificed a lot early on. Living in your parents' basement is not a fun thing when your buddies are going out there partying, working in the union, learning those skills. That's another sacrifice that he had to do. But he committed to his vision. He had a vision early on, and now that vision is coming to fruition. And it's just awesome having him part of the community and being, you know, that excellent part of Jake and Gino, and being a go-giver, coming out to these events, talking about his experience, having experience. He could have said, you know what? I've got 85 doors. I'm comfortable. What do I need education for? I'm doing really great. No, he took it and said, I want my vision to be bigger, and I'm going to commit, and I have the discipline to do it.
Boom. John, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
I always pick up my cell phone, good, bad, or ugly, 516-359-0539. I become more active on social, as you mentioned, Instagram, it's JT Geldert, GELDERT, and Facebook, it's just John Geldert.
Now, everyone out there, John did put his phone number out there. Call him up. When somebody puts something out there, call him up, have a chat with John. You'll love the interaction. He'll juice you up. It'll be the best call you have throughout the day, and it'll get you going throughout the week. So make sure you heard the number. If you want to learn more about Jake and Gino, if you want to learn more about what John's doing, if you want to just pick his brain and get some ideas, see how he's become successful, pick up the phone and you give Johnny G a call.
Man, I love it. Listen, John, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your story. Now, listen, if you like the show, please leave us a review. Until next time, make it a Movers and Shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.